And so item 9A is staff report. Tim?
Two updates on leadership and ownership at a couple of our firms. Stepstone announced this week that Scott Hart is moving into a co-CEO position, joining Monty Brand. Monty Brand was the long-term CEO who is looking to slowly transition out of the business over the next years, and Scott Hart stepping into that role. There was also an announcement of a sale of minority interest in the firm to some outside parties. TT announced that they are going to be selling the entire firm to Sumitomo Mitsui Financial Group. They're going from a partnership structure to being a bank subsidiary. We've taken a look at this, and it's clearly a liquidity event for some of the founding partners. Importantly, the global emerging markets team, of which we're invested, is all on long-term contracts. Most of the team is on a four-year contract or an earn-out, basically. Niall, who is the lead portfolio manager, is on a six-year contract. So at least in the interim, no initial concerns there. Japanese banks tend to be very hands-off with their asset management affiliates, so we don't have any immediate concerns at this point in time. And just want to preview the next couple of investment board meetings. This is the time of year where we do reviews of the sub-portfolios of the growth and diversifying. So the second September board meeting, we are going to be reviewing the role and function of the growth sub-portfolio, our biggest sub-portfolio, and get in a little more detail there. I've invited a couple of our asset managers to come and discuss, of our international equity asset managers to come and discuss their views on global trade, trade wars, and on the impact of currency. So I think today was a good preface to a conversation where we'll get into it a little bit more with some of our asset managers in September. October, we'll talk about the diversifying sub-portfolio in more detail. We'll probably, we haven't finalized this, but we'll probably have AFL-CIO come and discuss their views on the housing market, the multifamily housing market, and the debt financing space there, as well as update on organizational changes. And then November, we'll have Stepstone in to talk about private markets, both on pacing in the private equity space and the implementation to date on the private credit allocation.
Thank you, Tim. Item 9B, outside. I thought you said no. Let's go to 9A. Let's go back to 9A. Gail.
Just a couple of quick things. One, member statements are going to be mailed out in September now. And then also, Sasera is going to be open at our new location on September 17th at 1200 Concord Avenue. Subsequently, the September 25th board meeting is going to be held at the Conference Center at 1220 Concord Avenue. The new boardroom isn't going to be ready in time for the September 25th board meeting. And we're going to be working to get out of this space by the end of September, so there's no additional lease carryover. So I did want to let you know about that, and that's all I have.
So that means our last board meeting here is 9/11.
Yes.
Okay.
September 11th, yes.
Yes,
9/11.
Okay, so on to 9B, outside professionals. Ferris, do you have anything additional for us?
No, we don't.
Okay, thank you. And then item 9C, trustee comments. Any trustee comments?
They're all worn out.
Yeah, I bet. Okay, I'll just say there is a audit committee after this meeting, and that there is lunch next door. So with that, we'll have the meeting adjourned.
Aloha.
See you, Candace.
Aloha. Aloha, Candace.
Take care, Candace.
Sure, check out.
Thank you.